WOMI.com. WOMI and WOMI Owensboro.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into an overview of life, in terms of the life of News Talk Radio this week. Every week we do this. The ladies from the DJB program, which we all work on together, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan here, spend the hour going through the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find these stories and people lists every week at talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. So we're going through, we're taking a little different approach this week, taking the people list first, because oftentimes we don't get to it anyway, and relating that to some of the things that are on the story list. So number six on the people list is Kamala Harris, the vice president-elect. Very interesting. I had dinner last night with somebody from California, and they are Democrats, big-time Democrats, as a matter of fact, and they couldn't say enough bad about Kamala. This person was black that I was with last night, and I think you've said this, Jennifer. I don't know where else it's been echoed, that she was busy putting people, low-level drug users, marijuana
hundreds,
users, mostly blacks, by the thousands.
She has a lot of reckoning to do with that. That is,
What I think about Kamala
Why
Harris.
Why she even got on the ticket is what amazes me.
Because she's transactional and she can be bought. And so this is the thing with Kamala is that, and this is, you know, I think the right is trying to paint her as this person who is far left. And I think the reason they do it is because she is the farthest, she's the most progressive senator in the last 2 years. She's voted on the most progressive things. But she's doing that because that's who's paying her bills right now. She's owned by the far left. And that's what's disturbing to me. The problem is that coming up the ranks as Attorney General in California, she made a lot of really unpopular decisions with Democrats and Republicans based on who was funding her. So she, to get her numbers up for Attorney General, she went after young black men who couldn't afford to defend themselves, and she threw them in jail just so she could count arrests and prosecutions. Then when she had the opportunity to go after sexual offenders in the form of the former mayor, Mayor Filner in San Diego, who had 30 women with evidence say that he either raped or sexually assaulted them, she chose not to because they shared the same campaign manager. And then she had the opportunity to go after priests in the Catholic Church who also had a slew of accusations against them.
What kind of consciousness does a person like that have?
That's the problem. The problem is that happens with prosecutors across the country. And so that's one of the biggest, that
shouldn't
was one
be
of the
elected,
biggest knocks.
Then.
Well, right. That was one of the biggest knocks against her, even from within my party. I mean, that's, you know, I'm the only registered Democrat here. So within the party, that was a big knock on her because we want police reform. And you have someone who's a prosecutor with a really bad record. So, you know, that to me is the biggest knock on her. Forget her personality. Forget anything else. That's the biggest knock on her.
Well, something to be said for that. Okay, let's keep moving here. Next up on the list, Raphael Warnock, Kelly Loeffler, David Perdue, John Ossoff.
The Georgia Senate races.
The Georgia runoff group, yeah. When
Round zero.
First week of January, right? Isn't that what
January
it is?
January 2nd, I think.
5th?
Yeah, right? Oh, is it the 5th? Whatever it is, it's the first week of January.
Early January, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't
all
know
right.
how this Perdue guy, I don't know, Doug, if you've been seeing him. He's the one who mocked Joe Biden for his stutter, and now the new ad about Chuck Schumer, and they... I mean, his opponent is John Ossoff, and they alter his nose. I mean, it was so anti-Semitic, it was ridiculous.
Ossoff is kind of
he doesn't deserve to be mocked for having a Jewish nose and having it exaggerated in a cartoon.
He has had no job. He's 35 years old.
Purdue?
John Ossoff. He's 35. He only ever run for office. He's run for like three offices. That's what he's done for his experience is basically running and losing races. And so that's number one.
So how's he getting so close to Purdue then if he doesn't have
He really didn't. I mean, here's the thing. It's a Georgia rule because you have to get 50% plus one. I mean, he lost by 3 percentage points, which in this day and age politics is enough. The other guy is the one that I'm really concerned about. Warnock is like a total Marxist. He has talked about glowingly Fidel Castro. He's obstructed child abuse cases. He went to jail
Georgia.
For that.
That would be an interesting reality to know
because
more about
him. Georgia's a changing landscape.
28 minutes after the hour, you're listening to the overview of what's going on with World of News Talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
WOMI and WOMI Owensboro.com.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
Governor Beshear announced the highest ever number of new daily coronavirus cases and deaths. There were 25 more COVID-19 related deaths, increasing Kentucky's death toll to 1,647. There were also another 3,100 cases of the virus. Two former employees with the University of Kentucky's College of Education are accused of stealing over $250,000. Stephanie Carpenter allegedly misappropriated $256,000. The audit also found Dorita Graves accrued about $1,000 of her own. And an abrupt exit has moved a familiar face to the lead role for the Kentucky women's basketball program. Coach Matthew Mitchell announced his retirement last night. He'll be temporarily replaced by associate head coach Kyra Elzey. I'm Haley Hansen.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
This holiday season, give them the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Buy them a steal. From powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws under the tree to fashionable accessories stuffed in their stockings, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide is packed with great ideas for everyone on your list. For a gift that keeps on giving all year long, pick up the quiet, lightweight, and long-running performance of the Steel AK Homeowner Series of battery-powered tools. Convenient all-in-one sets featuring tool, battery, and charger start at only $199.95. Legendary Steel performance is easy to use, easy to give, and hard to beat. Find the perfect gifts and wrap up all your holiday shopping at your local Steel dealer. Or shop online at steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices MSRP. Available participating dealers while supplies last.
Sent you.
WOMI and WOMI Owensboro.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour, second half hour of the Talk Radio Roundup for this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Tori Akeelan is here. I know a lot of people like to hear from them as to what they're thinking about the issues of the week. We're going through the people list with a different approach, a little bit different approach to how we do this. Number 4 on the list, if you want a review of just joining us, Rudy Giuliani's at 10, Mark Esper 9, Barack Obama 8, Tony Fauci at 7, Kamala Harris at 6, all the people running in Georgia 5. So now we get down to Mitch McConnell and Chuck Grassley, two Republican senators, McConnell leader in the Senate. So what's the issue with the two of them?
Well, I think Mitch McConnell made some news this week because he gave a speech basically saying that the Republicans would support President Trump to try to certify the election results. He also has been talking a lot about the Georgia Senate races. And Grassley, I'm not sure why he would be next to Mitch McConnell on that list, but some of the Republican senators, and I actually agree with them, as much as I think we need to wait for the election to be over, since we don't have a certified winner at this point, I think that both Biden and Trump should be getting national security briefings. And Biden had not been getting national security briefings, at least to date. And so some Republicans are coming out saying he should be able to at least have access to the information. And I think that's fair. I mean, if we don't, I mean, until if we're waiting for a certified winner, and at in months or in years past, we have had one at this time and place, then I think both candidates should be getting the same updates and all of that so that they can plan for their either second term or for their first term. So I think some of the Republicans are making that argument, and I think they're right. I would imagine that's why Grassley's on the list. He's one of them.
Yeah. Okay. Number three, Bill Barr, the Attorney General, who jokingly said something about the election, or at least he said, when reported in some of the mainstream, so-called mainstream news outlets, that he wasn't going to acknowledge that, or he said something about when President Trump is...
You're thinking of Mike Pompeo, actually.
That's right, too. Sorry.
So Mike Pompeo said he made it, he was kind of tongue-in-cheek, and he said, yes, we'll have a smooth transition of power to a second term of President Trump. Very tongue-in-cheek, he kind of laughed. The reason that you're hearing about Bill Barr is because this week Bill Barr said if there are, and he was pretty fair, he said if there are broad and widespread instances of voter fraud, we will prosecute them, but we need to make sure that they are documented and... and before we move forward on any of these. So it's not like a free-for-all throwing lawsuits at everybody or prosecutions at everybody. Instead, it's let's look and see what the legitimacy is. And I think that's what we want from the Department of Justice, to ensure our elections. I don't think we want to create evidence, but certainly we don't want to keep a blind eye to it as maybe we have in the past.
Right. Okay. That's good. That makes sense. Number two on the list is Donald Trump. First time he's been number two on the people list for eons, giving way to Joe Biden and the continuing focus on...
He hasn't said anything all week, that other than on Twitter. Trump has been... And they're telling him to do this on purpose because they want the legal arguments to play out, and they don't want him to step all over himself when it comes to what's being argued by many of his lawyers in the courtrooms, right? They don't want him to give away too much. They don't want him to make claims.
When you say give away too much, what does that mean?
Well, a lot of lawyers, when they go on TV, they'll never talk to you about the specifics of the case before the evidence is actually presented, because they don't want to telescope it. They don't want to give the other side an opportunity to rebuff, right? They only allow what's discoverable, and basically that's what they talk about. But they don't talk about their argument, what their strategy is in arguing certain things with details and with evidence. So you don't want to get ahead of yourself before the stuff proceeds in the court. I think there's a real effort to pull Trump back. Now, I actually think, as a Trump supporter, he needs to be out there.
Too bad they didn't do that.
They say next week that there'll be some rallies, and actually in D.C. this weekend there's a big rally to support Trump. So,
what's the purpose of it?
I think to show people that they support him in the effort to make sure that everything was on the up and up.
Okay. Is it to make sure that, and I'm asking this not to be a rabble rouser, but is it really to make sure everything's on the up and up, or to see if there isn't some way he can still win?
No, for me, it's about making it on the up and up. I swear.
For you.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think it's also a thank you. Look, Republicans... Republicans are really coalesced behind the president. If he wants to run again in 2024, if he doesn't get reelected, I think there are going to be a ton of people behind him because he saved the Republican Party. And I know people like to poop all over him.
He remade the Republican Party, didn't he?
Yeah, but the Republican Party, yes, he did. He absolutely did. He gave the Republican Party some fight.
He saved it for me.
When was the last time you voted for a Republican? It was George H.W. Bush.
George Bush, yeah, exactly.
Right, H.W., not even W.
That's not true. Nationally, that's the last time I voted a Republican.
Correct.
I did vote for the current governor of Massachusetts, who's a Republican. I wouldn't vote for him again, but Charlie Baker got my vote. When he last ran, yeah. He's a Republican. But the Trump supporters would say he's a rhino, a Republican in name only. I reject that whole inference, frankly, because I would like to have, I don't know whether it makes a difference whether I have a party affiliation or not. I was very connected to the Republican Party before I felt that it left me in the dust. Nothing there for me.
I've known you since 2006. We have worked together. If you can,
you've known me for a lot longer than that, but you've known.
Well, yes, but we've worked together. We've talked almost every day since 2006. And I will tell you this: as soon as someone gets elected to office, you don't like them. So
you sound like me.
I totally see that.
Whether it's your Republican governor,
yeah. Well, because they never do what they say they're going to do. I like people who do what they say.
And that's why I like Trump, because he told us what he was going to do. He did it. And even under duress,
he didn't drain the swamp. I wanted the swamp drained. I was hoping he'd drain that damn swamp. Nope. Full of alligators and crocodiles.
And I think that's what people are waking up to.
All right.
Just how deep it flows.
Yeah. All right. So the only thing we really haven't addressed here this week, because we've talked about all these people and how they're connected more or less to the political landscape, other than Fauci, who's connected to COVID. But I think there is a need for us to spend a good deal of time on the latest info. Although the other thing we didn't talk about was Veterans Day, which is number 5 on the story list. I think we could spend a minute or two on that and what's going on at the Supreme Court. Veterans Day, I've played this out so many times on the air, people are probably tired of hearing me say what I say about the Veterans Administration, but or how we treat our veterans. I will summarize for those of you who didn't hear what I said this week on the occasion of Veterans Day. Excuse me. I look at the amount of money that's being spent for the war machine, $700 billion. And in many circumstances, even some of the people that we've talked about during this hour don't want the things that are being proposed by the militarists, by the industrialists who work together and feather their own nest. They go back and forth just like other things. A lot of people from Lockheed or Boeing or whomever, they get jobs in the Pentagon and they come up with these ideas. Okay, let's build this, let's build that. So never has there been in the history of the military budget, the Defense Department budget, never, not one penny has ever been stricken from the budget for a proposed new plane, ship, because the argument is we've got to defend ourselves. However, when it comes to the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse in the Pentagon and the Defense Department, there are stories, people joke about it because so many billions of dollars are wasted. Imagine what would happen if we spent that money on the men and women who run all that apparatus, i.e. the men and women who put the uniform on, who go get shot at, who get their legs blown off, who get killed. No, we don't take care of them. We screw around with them. We make promises. We use them as a backdrop for our political opportunities and campaigns, and then we screw them to the wall because they don't have a unified voice. How many homeless vets do you think there are in America? Never mind America. How many homeless vets do you think there are in Los Angeles? In the thousands. And this is how
it's the tens of thousands, I think, in Los Angeles.
Well, yeah. Whatever the number is,
it's the highest
around the country.
In Los Angeles, or, yeah, it's the highest.
More, well, that's why I use it, because there's more vets that are homeless than. And right down the street, by the way, from me in Santa Monica, on the Santa Monica line, is the Veterans Administration right next to 405 at Wilshire Boulevard. Huge complex. It does a pretty good job, but doesn't do a great job. And that's one of many. Most of the vets that you talk to will tell you that they don't get the services, any of them, that they need.
They're supposed to be allowed to camp on that land at that VA in Santa Monica. Homeless veterans are supposed to be able to set up a tent. They're supposed to be able to have safety and protection on that land. It's theirs. It's not even the government's, not the VA's, it's the vets. And you've had a lot of people, Ted Lieu, who's a congressman from that area, Beverly Hills and Santa Monica, from that district, who's come in and taken that property away, made it into parks, tried to get rid of them because the Olympics are coming and he doesn't want his district to look
disgusting.
Messy.
It's disgusting. All right, so that's my rant on, and it is a rant, and I have a rant, and if you want to listen to the rant in its entirety, you can go to the Good Day, to the DJV podcast, djvshow.com, or wherever you get your podcast, you listen to me talk in detail about what I just alluded to. The genius of the Talk Radio Countdown Show is that Talkers Magazine comes up with a chart every week. This week, no exception, 52 weeks of the year, the top stories and the top people on the story list. At number 10, the continuing focus on our mental well-being in the surge of concerns, all the activities that have gone on this past year to shake us up. Number 9, Hurricane Eta, or Eta, some people have said. Number 8, reforming the public sector, like the police. Number 7, the educational situation. Again, reformation time needed. The economy and the boom since the election of Joe Biden. Number 5, Veterans Day. Number 4, the Supreme Court on the Affordable Health Care Act. Number 3, COVID and what's going on with the vaccines. Number 2, the runoffs. And number 1, aftermath of the presidential election. At your service and on your side, on the countdown, I'm Doug Steffen. 44 after the hour, when we continue, yes, more on COVID as the Talk Radio Review does continue.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Optimism is good for your health, but what if you're pessimistic and have difficulty seeing the bright side of things?
Optimism is sort of a mindset.
Dr. Rich Assoud says you can train your brain to make optimism a habit.
The brain is beautiful. The brain changes. We call it neuroplasticity.
So if you purposefully choose to think positively regularly,
eventually the brain will form new pathways.
And you will become more optimistic. Dr. Assoud has 3 tips on how to start. Number 1 is gratitude.
Feeling grateful for things that are going right in life builds our optimism. Having a sense of meaning and purpose.
2 is self-worth.
How do we build self-worth? Well, surrounding ourselves with people who believe in us is a big one.
Finally, improve your health by exercising, eating right, and maintaining a healthy weight. 3 ways to help train your brain to make optimism part of your everyday life. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
How do we raise kids who can survive this mad, mad world and make it better?
You know, being grateful is like armor because it keeps in mind the fact that you're not alone.
What happens when kids don't know they're loved?
I hated everything. I hated the whole world.
And how do you help kids recover when somebody hurts them?
There is a poison in the world called resentment.
I'm Carol Lloyd, and this is Like a Sponge, Great School's podcast for parents about the science of how kids flourish. This season, we take a sharp turn into the land of character, that stuff inside us that makes us strong, kind, brave, resilient, that stuff we want our kids to have an unlimited supply of before they inherit this divided nation we grown-ups have created.
Like a Sponge is distributed by PRX Radio and is available on iTunes, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The People List this week, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. At Talkers.com, you can find these lists every week. You can find Talkers TV, Talkers Radio. At number 10 this week on the People List, Rudy Giuliani. Mark Esper is at number 9. President or former President Obama is number 8 because of his memoir being released. Dr. Fauci is 7. Kamala Harris is 6. All the people in the runoff in Georgia are 5. Mitch McConnell and the people in the Senate who are trying to get a focal point on let's get some relief going here Number three, Bill Barr, the Attorney General. Number two, Donald Trump. Now, isn't it interesting? This week, for the first time in literally years, Trump's not number one. Joe Biden is. Joe Biden, the president-elect, like it or not, that's the position that he's in, and he's number one on the people list at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing the people in the story list here every week on The Countdown. All right, so it's another record week for virus cases. The cases hit the first Caribbean cruise since the pandemic started, so they're not going to do that much for that business, at least at the moment. The Sea Dream 1, 66 crew and 50 passengers. That's it?
Well, it's the reduced capacity. It's not a very large ship. Yeah. But, I don't know who thought it would be a good idea in November to get on a cruise ship. Yeah. And it's mostly Americans, too. So.
Yeah, all right. So why can't we model what we're doing after New Zealand? Have you noticed how novel and this is a model of...
You know why we can't do what New Zealand is doing. New Zealand is teeny tiny.
Well,
you have so many. It's much, but not still. I mean, think about how many hundreds of millions more people we have than New Zealand. I mean, it's almost impossible to compare the two. It'd be much easier to contain a virus in a postage stamp compared to a shopping mall, and that's kind of what you're comparing.
We get back to the basics of the mask. I noticed that there was a description of what the best masks are. Find the one that won't let less than one micron out of the mask, and you're all set.
We have to stop expecting that government, and we should be fair, because if it is Joe Biden, we have to stop expecting.
It's personal responsibility.
No, but we have to stop expecting that government can solve this. Government cannot solve this. It can't. It's a virus.
Individual activities and responsibility, that's what it does. What does it? I think you're right. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Review.
WOMI and WOMI Owensboro.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time now at 53 after the hour for Tech Talk. And this is the overview when we get to the end of the week of the hottest items, the top five tech stories of the week, as garnered by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, the announcer during this portion of the program. So I'm going to announce number five, and Victoria is going to tell us what the hot tech gifts are so far listed for the holidays.
Yep, well, we're already into holiday shopping, and so this year is going to look a little bit different. NPD Group, which tracks sales of consumer products, says to expect a holiday filled with non-sexy products like computer monitors, external mice, keyboards, and even routers. So essentially, the trend is everyone's working from home. Most people are still working from home. A lot of kids are still doing distance learning, and essentially, families are stocking up on items that will make all of that easier. Routers sales are up 50%, computer monitors are up 80%, and big screen TVs are up 35%. So NPD says that the biggest holiday gift this year will be the next generation video consoles from Sony and Microsoft. So that'll be the Sony PlayStation 5 and Microsoft's Xbox 5. New iPhones, which are generally not considered gifts, people usually buy them for themselves, those are actually predicted to be the biggest sellers of the holiday, along with Apple AirPods and other headsets. So if you are in the market for a new TV, this is actually a great time to buy one. The most popular size now in America is 65 inches, and they will be priced as low as $250 because they're so heavily discounted right now. So it's actually a great time of year. The one thing that will be difficult to get a hold of will be laptops. Those have been selling out throughout the year. So other than that, it looks like boring computer stuff.
All right, number four. What's going to happen to the streaming platform that belongs to Viacom, which owns CBS?
Right. So Viacom CBS is rebranding the streaming service CBS All Access, which I think most people are familiar with at this point. We've heard of it, but it's going to be called Paramount Plus. And this will be starting in 2021. It's a revamped streaming version. It will carry live sports, including NFL games that air on CBS, live news, thousands of films and TV shows. They're going to have other networks in there like Nickelodeon, MTV, BET, Comedy Central, and then everything that's from the current and backlog of programming from CBS. So this is, they already have right now on the free version of this called Pluto TV, they have about 28 million active users. That is free to use, but you have to sit through a bunch of ads. So Paramount Plus will be the premium service, and that will start up next year when you see the name change of CBS All Access, that's when you'll see the revamp of Paramount Plus.
Because Paramount has its own cable channel now. They have a lot of exclusive Paramount stuff on that channel alone. Number three, the Boring Company isn't so boring.
That's right. Elon Musk has the Boring Company, and this is the tunnel digging venture that he's been working on. His next project looks like it's going to be in Austin, Texas, where his other venture, Tesla, has announced that Austin will be the site for the next factory for making the electric cars. So the Boring Company is actually looking at the soil content, and apparently it's very favorable, and so they've actually started posting some jobs, and they'll be hiring 5,000 workers at an average salary of $47,000. So that's the next big thing that's going to hit Austin.
There you go. Number two, Uber's rolled out something new.
Uber is rolling out a new feature that lets customers book a ride 30 days in advance. It's called Uber Reserve. It's not completely new. It's just now in its own, it has its own name and it has its own section in the app. Lyft, the main competition for Uber, they also have a similar thing that lets you book 7 days ahead. But to be able to book 30 days ahead is really helpful for people who, you know, want to book a trip to the airport if people are flying, or if you want to book a car for a medical appointment or whatever. A lot of people use Uber and Lyft for that. So Uber Reserve has kicked off this week in 20 cities, and they are going to roll out as fast as they can because Uber has taken a huge hit with the pandemic. So they want to make sure that they get some of that business back.
Lyft is certainly, All right, number one this week, Ring recalling their doorbells. This is, wow, this is, look at the numbers here.
Yep, 350,000 Ring doorbells have been recalled. These are the second generation, and 8,700 of them were also sold in Canada. These are $100 doorbells. They're sold on, this is owned by Amazon. They're sold on the Ring's website between June 2020 and October 2020. So if you have a new Ring doorbell, go onto the website and see what they want you to do, because you will have to change the screws. The danger here is that some of them have caught fire. So if you don't want your house to burn down, make sure you know the serial number on the back of your Ring camera. And
are there listeners out there who would like to have their house burned down?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, good to know, Victoria.
Happy hunting.
Yes, right. Yeah, it's 59 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.